Mrs. Cobb?
Yes, Mr. Cobb?
You know, being married to you has made life like a beautiful song.
I feel the same way, but I sure wish you'd stop hitting so many sour notes.
Ah, Katie.
Ah, Jim.
Presenting The Cobbs, brought to you transcribed, starring William Demarest and Hope Emerson as those two heartwarming characters, Katie and Jim Cobb. Created for radio by Henry Garson. Just outside of Bakersfield, California, is the small town of Button Willow, and just inside the town of Button Willow is the home of Jim and Katie Cobb and their 18-year-old daughter, Susan. The Cobbs' home is also their place of business, that being a trucking outfit. The outfit consisting of one truck, affectionately known as Scarlet. It's evening, and Katie and Jim and their daughter, Susan, are having dinner.
The soup is good, Mom.
It is pretty good, even if I say so myself.
Best I ever tasted. You know, there's nobody can make soup like you, Katie.
Jim, are you going to drink the soup or are you going to swim across it?
Want some bread, Dad?
No, thanks.
Jim.
Yeah?
Will you cut that out? You sound like Niagara Falls.
Ah, oh, Katie. That ought to be music to your ears. It's a compliment on your soup.
If I want that kind of music, I'll tune in to Spike Jones.
Like more soup, Dad?
Well, I could go
He's
for...
He's had enough.
Oh, just a little more, Katie.
You've got the rest of your dinner to finish. We've got chicken and dumpling, string beans, carrots and peas.
No dessert?
No, I didn't make any.
Well, just put some whipped cream on the dumplings.
I haven't got time for that if we're going to the movies.
What time does a movie start tonight, Katie?
You going to the movies?
Oh, about 8:30.
Hey, you'd like to come along, Susan? I'm taking your ma to a drive-in movie.
Thanks, Dad, but I have a date.
Your daughter's going out with Freddie Clinton.
Can't I have just a little more soup, Katie?
Not another drop.
Oh.
And wipe your chin. You look like you just swam the channel.
Who's Freddie Clinton?
Oh, Archie Clinton's son.
Don't you know him, Dad?
Hmm.
Why, he was only the biggest hero at state during the football season.
A football player, huh? Say, last month you were going around with that fella on the track team. And then last winter you were going with that basketball player. Don't you ever go out with anyone in college who don't wear a uniform?
I leave her alone. All girls Susie's age like athletes and heroes.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Freddie won the all-round athlete award at school, too, Mother.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the game I went to see him play
was
pretty
good on
great.
Hawk Meyer's horseshoe pitching team.
How many touchdowns did he make that day?
Four.
Boy, he was all over
the
field.
I'd have won the horseshoe and pitching contest back in 22, except for a slight mishap.
He threw three of the touchdown passes, too. Remember, Mother?
Yeah, practically the whole
We ran out of horseshoes, so when I went out to get a... When I went out to get one from a horse, he kicked me in the head. I'm telling you. He kicked me right in the head.
I'll never forget it.
And in high school, he was an all-round athlete, too.
Yeah, I was on the boxing team in the Navy.
That's right, Susan. You told
me. Yeah, I was on the wrestling team, too.
He had a lot of cuffs. I'm glad you're going with him, Susan. He's
I was
real
a catcher on the boys' baseball team, too, you know.
Jim, what are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about? You think Freddie's the only athlete?
Jim, we were just talking.
Well, why don't you talk about me?
We're talking about athletes, Jim. Football.
Well, we had a football team on the USS Ohio. And I'll never forget when we played the championship of the fleet.
I didn't know you played football, Dad.
And how? I was a regular Red Grange, Jim Thorpe, Tom Harmon, Bob Waterfield, all bunched up into one.
Yeah, and when you unbunched him, he was still Jim Cobb.
How can you talk like that, Katie? You never saw me play. Why, in that championship game, I ran 64 yards with a broken leg.
A broken leg?
Come to think of it, it was a fractured knee.
A fractured knee?
No, it was a sprained ankle.
A sprained ankle?
I had a corn on my little toe.
Well, did you make the touchdown?
I wasn't carrying the ball. I was running alongside the sidelines, cheering them on.
Some hero. Get the dumplings, Susan.
Okay, ma'am.
Well, I was pretty good.
Oh, you don't have to build yourself up for us, Jim. We like you the way you are. Everybody can't be a hero. There's a place in the world for people like you.
What do you mean?
Well, don't get jealous just because Susan's going with a football player. You're a father and a husband. Leave the hero stuff for the younger people.
Here are the dumplings. Watch it. The plate's hot.
Oh, boy. Chicken and dumplings. Oh.
What's playing at the drive-in, Mom?
The High and Mighty with John Wayne. John Wayne. Whenever I think of him.
And whenever I think of Freddie.
Who are you thinking of?
The chicken and dumplings.
Well, let's eat so we can get to the picture. Gee, it's crowded in here. Hey, find a place to park where we can get a good view of the picture now.
I think I can squeeze right in there between those two cars. I guess I can't.
Back her up, Jim. Back her up.
I'll back her up now. Don't worry.
Oh, we're going to miss half the picture. Look out, Jim. Hey, where are you going?
Back.
Well, you're going to hit that other car. Hey, what are you driving with your eyes closed for?
I like to watch a picture from the start. Not in the middle.
Well, open them.
All right. How am I parked?
I don't know. I'm watching John Wayne. Oh, look at him in his pilot's uniform. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he grand? Oh, he looks so big.
That's because the picture's in stethoscope.
I think you're wonderful, honey.
Oh, I think you're wonderful, too.
You're my little Pidgey Widgey.
You're my little Pidgey Widgey.
You're my little Budgie Woodjum.
When you're my little Budgie Woodjum.
I never heard John Wayne talk like that before.
Eloise, I'd love to come to the drive-in with you.
Wait a minute. It's Steve and Eloise in the next car. Hiya, Steve. Eloise.
Oh, hi, Jim. Kate.
Hi. How's the picture?
We don't know.
Hey, how do you like them two, Necky? Hey, why don't you come over here and watch the picture with us?
Oh, why don't you come over here and watch the picture with us?
Why don't you come over here and watch the picture with us?
No, why don't you come over here and watch the picture with us? Ah,
come on over and watch the picture with us.
Why don't you people shut up? I got a lot of fight.
Get out of the car and get the speaker so we can hear the picture.
I'll get it.
Oh, look at Wayne. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he grand?
What's so wonderful about him? He's just sitting in a plane. What's so wonderful about that?
But look at him. 190 pounds of solid man.
So what? You're 290 pounds of solid woman.
Will you get out and get the speaker so we can hear the picture?
Okay. Hey, Eloise, where'd Steve go?
Oh, he had to leave for a minute. He got air sick. Oh, here he comes now.
What happened to you?
Oh, Freddie, when that plane started to dive, my stomach turned a complete somersault.
You feel any better, Stevie?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I bought some buttered popcorn. Here, have some.
Well, thanks.
Get the speaker, Jim.
I got it. Now, I better get back to Katie. See you after the show, Steve.
You missed a great scene, Jim. Everyone in the plane is sick with fear except Johnny.
Oh, it's Johnny now.
And you should see the way girls look at him. He doesn't give any of them a tumble.
Sure. Big hero. Ha!
Turn on the speaker.
I'm trying to.
Oh, look at Duke.
Duke?
Well, that's what John's best friends call him. Oh, just look at him. Eyes flashing, lips compressed, chest heaving up and down, and every muscle in his body quivering with excitement. Ooh, isn't that romantic?
That's not romance. He's air sick.
Will you put on the speaker?
I'm trying to.
Jim.
What's the matter, Steve?
You took my popcorn.
Oh, so sorry, Steve. Here you are.
Thanks. I'll see you after the show.
now what happened?
Well, Jim slammed the door too hard. Now Scarlett has it short.
Jim, will you fix it?
I will.
Well, we're going to be thrown out of here.
Oh, keep still.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Not you, the other blowers.
Get under the hood.
I don't have to do that. I'll just open and close the door again. There.
Now, come on. Let's sit back and watch the picture.
There's more action here than on the screen.
Is that you, Mom?
Yes, honey.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's out in the garage looking over Scarlett. I think she's caught pneumonia.
Well, how was the picture?
Very good.
You like John Wayne in it, huh?
Yeah, he's nice. But I wouldn't change him for your father.
You wouldn't change me for who, Katie?
For John Wayne, Dad.
Oh, did you say that, Katie? Really?
Yeah. I lost my head for a minute.
Hey, I'm tired.
So am I. And if we're going to the lake with Steve and Eloise tomorrow, we'd better get to bed, Jim.
Well, I'm ready.
Good night, Susan, dear.
Good night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night, Susan. Katie?
Yes?
Who put this thing in the bathroom?
What thing?
I've been looking for it for 2 weeks. My pump head.
That's my nightgown.
I'm tired.
Oh, that's catching. I'm tired, too.
Did you set the alarm?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for you to get to bed so I can put out the light.
Okay, poor Mouse.
Wasn't that a good picture? Oh, wasn't it thrilling?
Yeah. I thought it was very good. Very. Very.
I loved it. Good night, John.
Good night, Marilyn.
This is Bill Goodwin. You know, someone once said humor is the true democracy, and that's why we Americans can smile when we tell the stories of the legendary heroes who helped to build our country's great industries and institutions, such as the hero of our armed forces, Kilroy. Since the beginning of World War II, Kilroy has popped up everywhere from Africa to Australia, from Kwajalein to Korea. Every serviceman claims to have met him. Some say he's tall and thin. Some say he's short and fat. He's an Air Force pilot, Army infantryman, a Navy CB. He was on Guadalcanal in Plymouth Casino. He walked through Berchtesgaden and stormed Heartbreak Ridge. But more than that, he's the spirit of the courage and the valor of the American men in uniform who accomplish the impossible and reach objectives which are unobtainable. The men who proudly say, Kilroy was here. Yes, it is a democracy which lets us tell the stories of such legendary heroes with a twinkle in our eyes and a chuckle in our throats. So long as we continue to laugh together as a people, ladies and gentlemen, we'll live together as a nation.
Now, back to the Cubs. It's the next morning, and Katie and Jim are having their coffee while waiting for their friends, Steve and Eloise.
Good coffee, Katie.
I wonder what's keeping Steve and Eloise.
I think I'll have another cup.
That makes five, with four eggs and two slabs of ham.
Best coffee in a long time. You know, nice and strong. Nothing like a good cup of coffee in the morning, eh, Katie?
You have to use all that sugar?
Oh, I like it sweet.
Well, put in less and stir it more.
Hey, Katie, you're not eating anything. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
Well, there's got to be something wrong.
Must be the picture I saw last night. Oh, I can't get over how wonderful that John Wayne is. What happened?
I think John Wayne went down the wrong pipe. How long are you going to keep that up?
I wonder what's keeping those two.
John Wayne. John Wayne. Can't you get them out of your mind?
They're usually on time.
John Wayne, what has he got I haven't got?
I ain't got time to tell you. We're leaving early.
I'm sorry we're late, but I thought I'd better pack a lunch.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, two ham sandwiches, two cheese, two roast beef, two liverwursts, some tomatoes, and hard-boiled eggs.
What's the matter? Nobody gonna eat but me?
Jim Cobb, you'll eat your share and no more. What bathing suit are you gonna wear, Eloise?
My green one. I wanted to wear the bikini, but Steve won't let me.
A bikini?
Why not? Ooh.
He says it's his turn to wear it.
Hey, we better get started, huh?
Yeah. Let's go in the bedroom, Eloise, while I get my things. And there's a picture of John Wayne in a photo magazine, and I want to show you.
See? Did you hear that? There she goes raving about that John Wayne again.
Oh, stop worrying. They're all like that.
But she never lets up. She thinks he's the greatest hero that ever lived.
So what? You could be a hero like that, too, if you were in pictures. It's all in the planning, you know.
Yeah, but what good do you think that would do me? I ain't in pictures.
Well, you could be a hero if you wanted. That ain't hard.
Me a hero? I can't stop a runaway turtle.
Look, if you wanted the little woman to think you're a hero, it's a cinch.
What do you mean?
We're all going to the lake, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Well, when we get there, we hire a canoe.
Canoe.
You get Katie in the canoe, and all of a sudden it starts to rock, and she goes overboard.
Go on.
Then you dive in after her, smack her in the jaw, put her on your back, and fly for the shore.
Are you kidding? To fly her to shore, you'd need a B-59.
I see what you mean. Wait a minute, I got it.
I hope so.
I got it, I tell you, I got it.
Well, good.
I got it.
Well, that's it.
Don't talk to him. I got it.
What is it?
I forgot.
Oh, here it is. I got it. You and I will get in the canoe, see?
Yeah.
I'll stand up, lose my balance, and fall over. You jump in and save me. Why, you make John Wayne look like Shirley Temple.
Steve, you're a real friend. Come on, shake.
One more thing.
What?
Can you swim?
Can a pig grunt?
Yeah, but he can't swim. I just want to make sure, just in case anything goes wrong.
But don't worry, Steve. I'm very good in the water, you know, like Esther Williams.
Oh, then we got nothing to worry about.
Oh.
Let's go. Jim, you take the beach chairs, and I'll take the grip.
Okay.
You got the lunch, Eloise?
I got it. Here's the suitcase.
Let's go.
You ready, Jim?
Be right out. I'll just lock the lockers.
Okay. Oh, what a day, eh,
it's
Jim?
It's a beauty, huh?
I wonder where the girls parked all this stuff.
Hey, it's good to get out, ain't it, Steve?
There they are, out on the pier.
Just look at my Katie. Ain't she something in a bathing suit? Ain't she, Steve?
Yeah, I gotta go along with you there, Jim. Yeah. She sure has got a nice shape.
Not like some of the other girls, padding here and padding there. Some of them, you know, some of them are nothing but padding.
Yeah, like the other girl with them.
There's no one with them. That's still Katie.
Hey, look. Don't the sand look nice? Ooh, it's hot.
Katie! Eloise! Yoo-hoo!
Wow. This sand is hot. Don't the sand bother you, Jim?
No. That's one good thing about having calluses.
Hiya, girls.
You girls have been in, huh?
Not me, but Katie has.
I just swam across the lake and back, that's all.
Hey, that's pretty darn good.
Jim, your wife is a whale.
She certainly... she sure can swim.
The water's nice, Jim. Let's see you dive in.
In a minute now, I want to limber up a little.
None of that limbering up business, Jim. You're getting a little too old for that.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can still touch the tips of my toes without bending my knees. See, now, watch this. Eloise, push me down a little.
There you are.
Katie.
Yes?
Pull me up.
Hey, let's play follow the leader.
That might be fun.
Yeah, I'll be the leader. First thing we do is go off the diving board at the end of the pier. Now, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Very good.
Come on! Who's next?
Go ahead, Jim.
No. Ladies first.
Okay, I'll go. Hey, watch this one, Steve! That was a knockout, Eloise.
Oh, so beauty!
Who's next?
I'll go.
Now, be careful, Katie. Don't try to be too fancy. You haven't done this for a long time, though.
I'll watch it. Don't worry. Okay, Jim, come on.
Would you all mind moving away from the front of the board, please? How many turns did she do, Steve?
One.
One. Ha! Well, watch this.
Jim, aren't you supposed to land in the water?
Hey, Steve. Don't you think it's about time we hired a canoe?
A canoe? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the canoe.
Oh, I think that should be fun.
Oh, Jim, I don't think you ought to go in a canoe. That's kind of dangerous.
Don't be silly. It ain't dangerous as long as you know how to swim. And the lake isn't rough.
No, I don't feel like going out in a canoe.
Neither do I. You boys go ahead.
Boys? Oh, that's a hot one.
You think I'm just a doddering old man, huh? Ready for the junk heap, huh?
Well, you're not John Wayne.
Nah, you and your John Wayne. Come on, Steve. Let's get the canoe. So she doesn't think I'm a hero, huh? Well, I'll show Katie. I'll give her the surprise of her life.
Let's get this canoe in the water, huh?
Steve, I'm going to save your life like it was never saved before.
Okay, now, Jim. Give her a little shove.
Right.
Once more. Easy does it. I'll hold the canoe, Jim. You get in first.
Steady.
Right.
There we go. Get in, Steve.
Wait till I get the paddle in. Now, hold it. Now we're off. Now, wait till I push it away from the dock.
Now. What's the routine?
It's a cinch.
Yeah.
When we get about 50 yards from the shore,
yeah,
I'll stand up in the canoe.
Yeah.
You shake it from side to side, and I'll fall overboard. Then you jump in and save me, and you're a big hero.
Gotcha.
Now, let's rehearse it just once before we get over there. Now, okay. Now, I'm standing up. Now, shake the boat.
Here we go. Heave-ho, you land lovers!
Jim. I'm supposed to fall in the water.
Give me a hand.
Easy now. Here you are. Now get one leg over in the canoe and I'll pull you in now. Easy.
I got the idea now. You paddle over near the float.
Right. Now don't forget, the minute I go overboard, you dive in.
I will.
And then what do you do?
Then I whack you on the jaw and pull you in by the hair.
Yeah. Now remember, this is all make-believe. Then, when you get me up on the float, everybody will think I'm a goner.
And that's when I become a hero.
Right.
I'll turn you over on your stomach and bring you back to life with artificial restitution.
Oh, brother, this has got to be good.
Hey, Steve,
yeah?
Let's stop here.
Right.
There are the girls on the shore. Katie!
Eloise! Are you kids? Does your mother know you're out?
You be careful out there, Steve.
Oh, I'm all right.
Don't stay out too long, Jim.
Hey, now's the time. Stand up, Steve.
Right.
Hey, sit down, Steve. Sit down.
Here I go, Jim.
Oh, Jim. Jim.
It's all right, buddy. Now, don't worry. I'll save you. Katie. Eloise. I'm going to save Steve. Everything will be all right.
are you? Jim, where are you?
Jim, I am safe. Grab me.
You're supposed to grab me.
I can't. It's too deep here. You grab me.
Don't get excited. Just put your hands on my shoulder. Oh, no. Jim, my throat. Let go of my throat. My hair. Let go of my hair.
Baby!
I'm coming.
You all right, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Sit down on the beach, Jim.
I'm all right. Just swallowed a lot of water, that's all.
Are you all right? Anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Get me a glass of water.
Oh.
Hey, look, you got a bump on the top of your head.
Yeah, that's where I bumped it on a canoe.
Yeah, if he hadn't, if he'd have saved me.
Oh, no, he wouldn't have.
I would so. That's just the way we had it planned.
What?
Well, Steve said it would be a good idea if I did. Then I'd be a hero like John Wayne.
Steve, how could you do a thing like that and scare us all half to death?
Oh, come on, Eloise. Let's go home. Say, the drive-in's crowded tonight, ain't it, dear?
Yeah. You sure you're not mad at me for this afternoon?
Oh, if I was, I wouldn't be out with you tonight. Do you feel all right, honey?
Yeah.
And I think you'll enjoy the picture, too.
What's playing?
Oh, you'll love it, dear.
Another one of those hero pictures, I suppose.
No, this picture was made just for you.
What is it?
Pinocchio.
Ah, Katie.
Ah, dear.
You've been listening to another episode of The Cops, written and directed by Henry Garson and starring William Demarest and Hope Emerson as Jim and Katie Cobb. Be sure to be with us again next week when we return to Button Willow, California for another intimate glimpse into the family life of The Cops. See you then. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.